بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This last hadith that we read in this chapter of making mujahada, and that is engaging in nafal ibadat. With regard to that hadith, it is narrated by Sa'id ibn Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the chief mufti and a alim of Damascus in Syria. When Atta radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about him, he replied, "He and Ozai are equal in status according to me. They feared Allah ta'ala abundantly and would cry very much." He passed away in the 67th year of Hijri. Imam Muslim and other hadith scholars narrated from him. So as we read that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this hadith was one of the most noble traditions by the people of Ahl al-Sham, and it is narrated by these great ulama. And he narrates from Rabi ibn Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, together with Makhul radiyallahu anhu. Makhul was a great alim, a great mufti from Sudan, but who lived in Syria. He was the chief jurist, chief mufti of Damascus. He was martyred in Africa in 112 Hijri. The authors of the six hadith kitabs, the famous Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah and Nasai, all of this they have narrated from him. He was also a very great alim. And the hadith is narrated from the third narrator, Abu Idris al-Khawlani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His name was Aidullah. He was born on the day of the Battle of Hunain and passed away in the 80th Hijri year of Hijri. All the authors of the six famous hadith kitabs have also quoted from him and taken hadith from him. Sayyid ibn Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, after Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the most knowledgeable of the inhabitants of Syria. So this hadith, which is a very great and famous hadith, and from where we learn so many points, and the narrators of this hadith are also such great people. In this hadith, the first point that was mentioned of that Allah says, I don't make zulm and I don't allow zulm for my bandas also. Nobody must do zulm. With regard to zulm, oppression is literally defined as placing an object in a place where it does not belong. وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحِلِّهِ. That is the literal definition of zulm, oppression. In the religious context, it can be defined as unjust conduct in respect of the rights of other people. Like if the husband does not fulfill the rights of the wife doesn't fulfill the rights of the husband, and very common parents don't fulfill the rights of the children. They think they are doing a lot of fulfilling their rights, but actually destroying them. That is, parents are actually making zulm on their children. Especially the type of education, the type of upbringing they are making, we are fulfilling a great faraz, but actually it is a great zulm that we are making. In many other things also, to understand zulm is very important. And many people who are actually the zalims, who are the oppressors, but they show themselves as though they are the mazlum, the oppressed. Just like the Shias, for example. The most zulm they have done on the Ummah are the Shias. But they show themselves, we are Muslim, that we don't get our share, we don't get our haq, etc. Many other people like that, and many a person does all the wrong things, and he shows himself to get the sympathy of the people. And to win the sympathy of the people, he shows himself that lot of zulm has been made on me. Whereas, in actual fact, he is making zulm. So we should understand it properly in its correct context. Human, in this hadith, Allah Ta'ala repeatedly says, Ya Ibadi. And that is Allah is addressing humanity. And this address is repeatedly addressed my servant as a sign of honor. how Allah Ta'ala, the absolute, the greatest, and insan, humanity, in which is included non-believers also. Those who don't believe in Allah, they also are included. And Allah, out of His great, great mercy and kindness, addresses all of us as Ya Ibadi, O my servant. This is an address of great honor. From there we should also try and become worthy of that honor which Allah is bestowing upon us. That we should live how Allah wants us to live, and make an effort that the whole of mankind, jinn and man, all also live according to that. And we should appreciate this great favor of Allah Ta'ala, and learn from here also how to address other people, how to speak to people. Like, for example, it is said, when your son or daughter gets married, now don't treat them as children anymore. Treat them as a father, as a mother now. Especially when they get children, so much so that when a cat that was in Masjid al-Nabawi, when the cat gave birth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba, now respect that cat, she has become a mother now. Dr. Iqbal of the East, when he heard this hadith, he went in a trance. And he asked it to be repeated over and over. He says, what great honor my Nabi gave even to a cat. And today, to our own wives, how we treat them. Unfortunately, many, our own mothers, how we treat them. Many of them, we throw them out of the house, literally. We throw them out of the house. We abuse them so terribly, whereas we should learn to respect one another. We can have our differences, but that does not mean we insult and humiliate one another. We should have respect for one another. So there are great, great lessons in this hadith for us to learn, which we will carry on discussing further, inshallah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.